Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
He still has that desire and appetite. He'll be back, you know. I mean, and he's a fit. You know, he looks after himself. He runs a lot. He looks after his body. So he'll be back again. He wants that eight desperately, I think, you know, inside. Even though he sort of talks it off a little bit. But I think he wants it desperately.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. On today's episode, Shells break bad run of form, Pats drop points late on, the Hoops reclaim their spot at the top, and co-Ramblers shock county rivals Cork City. But first, Bohemians and Derry City played out a tense 1-1 draw at Dairyman Park last night. James Olayinka opened the scoring for the Candy Stripes in the first half, but it was Marcus Strauss who equalised just after the start of the second half. Derry were reduced to 10 men late on after Adam O'Reilly got a second yellow card following a challenge on Adam McDonnell. But it was a different refereeing decision that gathered all the headlines as Bows midfielder Patrick Hickey appeared to have caught the ball while marking Tipo Akinyemi. The American defender received a yellow card and the match ended in a stalemate. Phil Egan was on hand for a live and exclusive commentary at Dairyman Park and caught up with Derry City manager Tiernan Lynch following the game and had this to say.
Obviously emotions are high and frustrations there and all goes with it, but it's one of those incidents where Tipo Akinyemi straight through and goal. We're already down to 10 men, and it's for that group of players who work so hard and put so much effort in and so much commitment in, and even tonight, that for that to be taken away from them or for calls like that to be made, it's hugely disappointing.
Phil was joined on commentary by Keith Tracy last night, who had this to say about the match.
A draw, a fair result, Keith?
Yeah, I think so. I think Derry were much the better team in the first half without banging down the Bohemians' goal. They were a lot more comfortable, looked the better team. But once Ross Tierney came off the bench, from a Bows point of view, things changed. Bohemians were much the better team in the second half. Oh, he would go with a draw. I think they're better, just as good as each other, really. I don't think anybody would complain too much with the draw, although I do think Bows needed it more.
Bohemians will host Shelburne on Monday, hoping for their first win since mid-March. Alan Reynolds spoke to Phil after the match, who talked about the month ahead for the North Dublin side.
It's a pivotal month, isn't it, May? It's a busy one. Like, there's 7 games in the month, and you kind of think this is the make or break of a season, really.
Yeah, it is. Look, I would say April, May are massive, but obviously we haven't had a good April, so just get ready for that. As you said, there's lots of games, and everyone's fitting around to play.
Derry City's moods were lifted as captain Michael Duffy returned from injury following 5 games on the sidelines. Shelburne picked up their first win since the middle of March with a 2-1 win away to Dundalk at Oriel Park. Former Lilywhite Daniel Kelly opened the scoring for the Reds just after the 10-minute mark, while Kerr McInroy added a second just after half-time. Darrell Horgan scored a penalty late on for Dundalk after a handball by Reds defender Cameron Ledwich. Joey O'Brien's Reds held on for a massive 3 points for the side going into a busy May. The Shelburne manager spoke to LOI TV following the match.
Yeah, listen, I think, football's only short-term, really. It's only as good as our last game. A lot made about our last 4 results, but as I was saying to the boys and said publicly, we've some super players in the team, you know, they've been brilliant over the last couple of years, and knew we were going to bounce back. It was just a matter of time. Thought tonight we really played the pitch well, and showed our experience really, and what you need to do when you come here. Really hard place to go. I think that was the first defeat up here, so yeah, delighted to get the win.
That win has put Shelburne in 6th place on 16 points, just 5 points off 4th place Dundalk. Shamrock Rovers picked up a well-fought win with a 1-0 victory over Waterford at Tallaght Stadium thanks to a Grainburg goal midway through the first half. The Hoops have reclaimed their place at the top of the table now with a 1-point lead over Chasers St Pat's. Former Shamrock Rovers goalkeeper Barry Murphy spoke about the match on last night's LOI Late Night.
I think we've seen this performance the last couple of weeks against the bottom half teams. I think, Shane, it looked like Rovers are going to run away with it. Graham Burke scores. They look fairly comfortable water, but up until the 20-minute mark, playing with three centre-halves, playing a five at the back. Long, John Mann and Hayden Cann playing the three centre-halves, they looked comfortable enough, and then Shamrock Rovers just go up a gear, score the goal through Graham Burke, and it looks like it's going to be 4 or 5. I just thought Waterford looked all over the place. They were on the ropes for the next 5 or 10 minutes. The line was incohesive. They weren't talking to each other, balls in behind, last ditch tackles, and it just looked like Rovers were really going to go up through the gears and finish them off. And then, like we've seen over the last couple of weeks, they just haven't been able to do it, haven't killed teams off. And then you come into the latter stages of the games and suddenly Waterford throw everything at them, have a couple of chances. McGinty's got to make a few saves. Pádraig Amann probably had the best two chances of the game, fluffed his lines, very un-Pádraig Amann-like. And you think Waterford might nick something like Dundalk did in the latter stages a couple of weeks ago, and Rovers just about get over the line and go back to the summer of the league.
Waterford announced this morning that they've relieved both head coach John Daly and assistant coach Richard Foster of their duties following last night's loss. First team coaches Brian Murphy and David Breen will take control of the team for Monday's match against Dundalk. Drogheda United picked up their second win in a row as they held the informed Sligo Rovers to a 1-0 win at Sullivan and Land Park. Mark Doyle picked up his fifth goal of the season to give the Louth side a big boost in the lower half of the table. This win meant that Drogheda leapfrogged the Bitter Red and put them into 8th place on 16 points. Sligo, meanwhile, sit in 9th on 14 points. On Wednesday's LOI pod, Vinnie Pert spoke to Stephen Doyle about the impact defender Ryan Brennan has had on the Boyneside's.
Looking ahead then to Drogheda United versus Sligo Rovers, just there's one kind of common player running through the last couple of results for Drogheda United, which haven't been all great, but they got that win that they needed against Shelburne. And I just wonder if Ryan Brennan is the key man here, because he was on the bench for 4 matches. He was a 1 minute sub for one of those, then played the 90 minutes, full 90 minutes against Shells. That's the first time he's played a full 90 at this season. Do you think he could be the key man for them to make a proper bounce back? Not just his playing ability, but just...
It's certainly not just the playing ability, Steve. Yeah. And I don't mean that in a... Like, Ryan's had a brilliant career. He's still gone. But his legs are gone. I mean,
yeah,
we have to accept as we get older. Like, so if they're relying on Ryan Brennan to solve all the problems, then they have big problems. I don't think it's just that. But I think then... let me roll back as quick as I can on that comment. Because... what he's doing is he's a very... you need experienced players on your pitch, and you need to go back to basics when things aren't going well. And that's what Kev has done brilliantly with bringing Ryan into the team. I understand why there's times where you feel, I need to leave Ryan out and you need a bit more legs in your team and all of that stuff. But there's no doubt his experience and his know-how and when to get a little bit of treatment and all of that stuff... has helped, and I think, look, he has been brilliant for them. He is brilliant for them at the moment. I don't think he's retired yet, and I'm not trying to retire him, but I think there's a combination of a few things. Drogheda are better than their current league position. They will pick up wins, and I think bringing them back in is certainly a help. But they've got a lot of quality. Just need to stop. Like, they still concede the 3 goals. So you can't do that every week. You can't concede 3 goals and expect to score 4 every week. Just need to tighten up. Around the back, I'm sure Kevin is fuming with the goals they're conceding at the moment. Too many for Drogheda. So, but I should finish on. Ryan Brennan has been an exceptional footballer and still is. But I think it's more the sum of the parts than just... him going into that midfield, because they've been good in the centre midfield.
You can catch the LOI pod every Wednesday in your OTB podcast feeds. Galway United battled late on as they picked up a late equaliser to earn a 2-2 draw at home to St Patrick's Athletic. Dublin side went 2-0 up thanks to Ryan Edmondson and captain Chris Forrester, but the tribesmen stayed strong as Aaron Bolger picked up a brace to stop the title contenders in their tracks. Saints manager Stephen Kenny spoke to LOI TV following the draw.
Yeah, the players give everything, you know, they give everything in themselves. We look like we're going to see it out. Galway had good pressure in the second half, but in that last 10 minute period it wasn't so. We looked okay, we looked fine, and obviously they're great strikes, from Arlen Bulger to get the goals. But we, you know, and having scored two good goals ourselves. So you know, 2-0 up, you should go on and win the game, and we didn't, so we're kicking ourselves.
St. Pat's sits second in the table now, just 1 point behind South Dublin rivals Shamrock Rovers, while Galway United are in seventh, level on 16 points with Shelburne and Drogheda United. In the first division, Cove Ramblers shocked county rivals Cork City with a 1-0 win away in Turner's Cross. Bray Wanderers and Tredy United played out a thrilling 2-2 draw. UCD picked up an important 2-0 win over Longford Town, putting them firmly in the chase for promotion. Wexford also boosted their chances with a 2-0 win at home to Finn Harps, and Athlone Town drew 0-0 with Kerry. Today we have a full slate of women's Premier Division fixtures as Cork City look to pick up their first points of the season as they host Shelburne, Shamrock Rovers travel to Limerick to face Tredy United, and Waterford welcomes second place Athlone Town. Those three games start at 3 o'clock. Leaders Galway United host Piemont United and Bohemians go west to play Sligo Rovers. Both of those fixtures are 5 o'clock kickoffs. Finally, Wexford host DLR Waves at 6 o'clock. We are in the midst of a doubleheader weekend for both the Premier Division and the First Division, as on Monday in the top flight, Shelburne look to build on a positive win as they visit North Dublin rivals Bohemians. Derry City host Galway United at Celtic Park. Drogheda United look to upset leader Shamrock Rovers at Tallaght Stadium. Sligo Rovers welcome St. Patrick's Athletic at the Showgrounds, and Waterford look to pick up their first win of the season as they host Dundalk at the ORC. In the First Division, Cove Ramblers welcome UCD. Bray Wanderers travel up north to face Finn Harps. It's a Munster derby as Kerry host leaders Cork City. Wexford travel away to Limerick to play Tredy United, and it's a battle of the Midlands as Longford Town face off against Athlone Town. All matches take place across both divisions at 5 o'clock. Next Friday in the Premier Division, Drogheda United host Derry City. Bohemians travel to Oriel Park to play Dundalk. Galway United take on Shamrock Rovers and Eamon DC Park. And Shelburne are back home as they welcome Sligo Rovers. All four of those matches are 7:45 kickoffs, and the 1 8 o'clock kickoff is Waterford as they come to Dublin to play St. Pat's. In the First Division on Friday, Athlone Town face Tredy United. Cove Ramblers travel to Wicklow to take on Bray Wanderers. It's a battle at the top as Cork City welcome UCD to Turner's Cross. Kerry make the long distance journey to play Finn Harps, and Wexford host Longford Town. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the League of Ireland on Off The Ball, including the LOI pod on Wednesday with Stephen Doyle, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McLean. LOI Late Night with Ben Symes, Shane Keegan and you, the fans. Our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football focus segments across Off The Ball and OT Breakfast. We'll be back next week. Take care.
League of Ireland on Off The Ball.